You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in the lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Man, hope y'all enjoyed a nice All-Star weekend up in the city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little cold out here. It was hot out here.
Man, it's
sorry
just,
for y'all.
I was burning up, yeah.
It was like 81 degrees. Damn.
Looking for AC.
Right. People are like, this shit is too damn hot. Man, it's in February. But
oh man, but yeah, hope y'all enjoy it. I know it's kind of weird because it's such a long break until basketball,
which is neat. I'm not mad for you know, I got an older team, so I ain't mad at it.
Well, shoot, the way things have been going, you want cats to get healthy,
yeah.
And then here, look, cause, damn,
you get a fair enough rest. At least those who were in the All Star participated in All Star week and they get a nice break as well.
Yep,
it's gonna be good, man. Yeah, you know, we're on that stretch run. We'll be getting into that, of course, all the All-Star weekend festivities and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
But let's get into it. Y'all want to hit us up directly, please do. TheBrothersLayman at gmail.com. On Twitter, at BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
That's right. Before we get into anything, you know, we got to start this off with another rest in peace. I mean, it was like a week later, man.
Right.
You know, first Dean Smith, now another legend, Jerry Tarkanian from the UNLV Rebels, back when everybody was rocking them jackets.
Yeah, man.
Got to get my starter jacket with the Rebel on it, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy. And, I mean, you know, everybody knows, you know, Larry Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Who came from his regime. And, I mean, that's when UNLV was cracking.
Mm-hmm. Greg
you talk about cracking. Their basketball team was cracking.
Oh, their basketball team was cracking.
The city of Vegas was cracking at that time. Oh, man, it was great. But he's just one of those guys who was just, a good coach, man. Mm-hmm. He's a damn good coach. But, I mean, he was also, like a lot of these guys, he was just a good person as well. Good overall person, good intentions, wanting to teach and show these guys, you know, the right way to be men and, you know, and the right way to play basketball.
Granted, he was very outspoken. I've heard some people wonder would he be able to kind of survive in this social media world. But, I mean, you know, dude's a Hall of Fame coach, you know, one of the best to do it. You know, I hope we don't have any more, like, passing on. So we got to start the show off again with this next week. But I just, that brand of college basketball I miss so much.
Yeah.
Where it was like, this dude is a stud.
Yeah.
And I can watch him again next year. Like, oh, snap, you in the V time, I'm going to pull for them again next season. I can't now.
That's what
Julius Okafor dominate, man. I know his name now. Oh, he's gone. Okay. Start over
again. That's what I've been saying, man. And the college basketball game is so tainted now just because it's just, there's nobody to root for anymore. I mean, seriously, there are no guys you can really name because every single year the best guys leave. Where it used to be, they'd stay for a little bit. I mean, geez, and I know there's talk of making a rule, making them stay go to the league or stay 2 years in school or whatever. I'm just like, look, leave it how it was. before, give these kids the option of coming out of high school if they want to. And if they don't, you know, let them go to college. I mean, I'm just like, let them do what they want.
Yeah, I've kind of been, I was on that, like, either you jump straight or you got to do two. I don't know, because there's nothing
to
perfect.
To me,
because you have more dudes jump.
That's fine.
But I do think if you give them the option to leave to come straight out of high school, they're going to come straight out of high school.
But at the same time, what that will do is I think you'll see more guys actually see how many guys make that jump and fail.
Mm-hmm.
And don't succeed. Because, I mean, there's only so many high schoolers that come out that actually do really well. Everybody else kind of fades out. So at that point, you know, maybe I should go to college, polish up my game a little bit. Plus, I'm like, whatever happened to just good old one to get an education?
That's out the door. It's different when you can make millions.
You can still make millions. I've never understood that excuse. Well, you can make millions of dollars. I'm like, well, nigga, if he get a college degree, he can still make millions of dollars. It's not like his basketball skills are just going to diminish in 2 years, 2-3 years. I mean, I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I'm just
talking.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting stuff. And, you know, we'll get into some of that debate when we get into with the midseason and the news coming up with the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, rest in peace to Jim Kenny and his family.
Prayers to his family, yeah.
You know, college basketball is never going to be the same again.
Yeah.
I would hope we can get back to some of that, but we may
not. Happening.
Yo, shout out to Kimba Fuzz, who was on the show last week.
For sure.
Give her some love. She came on. We had a good time.
Absolutely.
She hit us up. Let us know she had a great time on the show, too. You know you're always welcome back.
Yep.
And we actually got some feedback on the show.
For sure.
Got some folk who hit us up on the show page on the website.
That's what's up.
One from Dean. Great show. Kimba Fuzz had me laughing. Informative, knowledgeable, and sense of humor. Great team. Appreciate that, Dean.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And
sir, ma'am, whatever it may be. Freak, you know.
And then we had a
PC.
Right. And then we had a D-Lot. Great show. First time listener. Great topics and discussions throughout. You guys called it on the World versus USA.
Thank you.
But it was a good game. Shout out to Kimber Fuzz. Excellent guest. She flowed right along with you guys. Added excellent insight, too.
Appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, thank you. No, thank y'all for hitting us up, letting us know y'all. You listen and you enjoy what you heard. You know, that's what we try to do is entertain, you know, keep it real, keep it honest.
Keep it 100.
Keep it raw.
Exactly.
You know, giving you that, how y'all want to call it, either the layman lingo, however you want to say
it. In layman's terms. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes down. Give it to you.
So shut up. I guess they're going to want you back, Kimber Fuzz. We got to reschedule again.
That's right.
Especially when we do our NFL previews.
Yeah.
You got to come on and tell us how excited you are for your Eagles and what they're going to do. They're going to win the division and whatnot.
We shall see.
Any hopes? But, yeah, appreciate that, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate all the feedback and all the good comments and all that stuff. Hey, keep it coming.
Oh, yeah, we love it. You know, definitely. We love the feedback. We appreciate it. If you want to leave it on iTunes, Stitcher, leave us ratings and comments there.
Whatever you feel.
5 stars is always appreciative, or you can hit us up directly. You know, brotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter @brotherslayman, hotline 323-455-4219. We love it all.
Exactly. Whatever to your liking.
Yep. All right. Let's jump into this All-Star weekend.
Let's go.
We're going to be working our way back. Overall, what did you think of the weekend?
For me personally, this is my opinion, It really wasn't the most exciting NBA All-Star Weekend. Mm. I wasn't in New York, so I didn't really get to see all the festivities that was going on, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I'm actually watching, me personally, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I did not sit and watch the whole All-Star game. I did tape it, so I did get to go back and watch it.
Yeah, I watched some of it as well.
I mean, the actual All-Star game itself, it was okay. I mean, for me, really, the best game and event was the World versus USA. I enjoyed that game. I thought it was a really good game. I thought it was a unique format that the NBA put together with that. And I called the World going to win.
Well, he said the World
was going to win. Boom, baby.
Yeah. overall, it seems to be Saturday is the night. Sunday, you don't get as hyped for it.
Yeah.
I did enjoy all of the basketball related stuff about New York basketball, yeah. doing a little shows. And
I mean, yeah, that's yeah. type that, of stuff yeah. I like.
That part was cool. Yeah. I did like, you know, getting a little history with Five Borough. Yeah. And you know, giving love to Nate Tiny Archibald, Chris Mullin, Kareem, you know, letting these young cats know, you know, about this.
About
you know.
The old school mm-hmm. guys. That I mean, that type of stuff I enjoyed, of course. I always like seeing that stuff.
Yeah. But overall, okay. So let's work our way in and work back.
All right.
The All-Star game was entertaining. I mean, I know it broke hella records. You know, it was like, what was this score? Like,
163 to 158.
Like, okay, damn. That's
a lot of points scored.
Well, they broke a gang of records. Most points in a half for Russell Westbrook. Most field goals made in a half, Russell Westbrook with 11. Most combined points in a half, 165 in the first half.
Jeez.
Most 3 points made by a team, the West made 25.
Mm.
Most combined 3 points made, 48.
Mm.
Most combined 3-point attempts, 133.
Jeez.
Most 3-point attempts by a team, the East with 68.
Dang.
Most combined points in the game, 321. Four. Most points in a game, the West, 163 tied. And of course, you know, the MVP, Russell Westbrook, second most points in All-Star history with 41, right behind 42 for Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Saying, like, did he know? Like, yeah, they told him. Yeah, he did miss a couple, like, easy ones down the stretch, but it seemed a little more competitive. I'll give it that. I mean, the West went out to a big lead, which seems to be the case all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept it close at half, which I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, snap. Is it like my 1.5? Okay. You know, I'm catching it. You know, I know it's going to be close. Of course, everybody's talking about what LeBron James going to do. I was like, hey, he's the star of everything right now. So, of course. But I was happy for Westbrook. I mean, he was hot. He was like, yeah, he first hit the first few shots, and that was it.
Yeah. And I love that John Wall came out and said he wanted to break Magic's record of 22 assists, and he didn't even come close. Got 6 assists.
Well,
Magic had what, 22?
Yeah.
You ain't breaking that record.
Well, you're not at the point where you get to hold the rock on your team.
Yeah.
Like on the West, you probably get Chris Paul to be that dude who's just going to be setting guys up.
Yeah.
On the East, unfortunately, you know, LeBron just going to have the ball. So, you know, maybe
LeBron
when you
get, and yeah. Kyrie Irving taking all the shots.
Yeah.
So I didn't want him on the team.
But you know, that's how they was going.
Of course it was. Like, we had 4 Atlanta Hawks, and they ain't even, you know, Kyle Korver was on.
Yeah.
Kyle Korver was on. The rest of them, I mean, they
like 7 threes. I mean,
didn't really even do nothing.
You know, it's always like the big stars they're going to put in and let them compete. But like I said, we, you know, we tried to watch it. It's kind of interesting. I mean, you get to see the dunks. I mean, I like that little one, that one-hander by James Harden.
I love that they played Jimmy Butler's, what, 9 minutes? Thank you. I appreciated that. And I guess this was the farewell for Carmelo since he played 30.
Damn.
30 minutes on a bum knee. And he thinking about shutting it down. See, this is.
He got time to rest.
Yeah, I guess he does, right? He played what? He played the most minutes out of everybody. Except for LeBron. I'm like, why did LeBron play more?
Because everybody wants to see LeBron.
Oh, good. Okay.
And of course, you know, hey, it's, you know, they always think of some three with the Atlanta. Because, like, yeah, LeBron, run yourself. We don't mind. Yeah, I ain't playing my dudes the whole damn night. We put them all four on there, get them some run. All right, thanks to them.
Look at that. Chris Paul had 15 assists.
Yeah, Chris Paul is the setup, man.
Yeah, that is a guy who can break Magic's record. I'm like, John Wall, you.
John Wall's not going to get the opportunity.
No.
Maybe in a few years.
Maybe. If Kyrie Irving ain't on the team.
But they need to let him. He's got to run.
Ah.
Yeah, they'll let Chris Paul run point, like actually run point.
Yeah, of course. East, LeBron's running every position.
Yeah, he doing that. Then the other part, I know you mentioned that it was just a lot of injuries. I mean, Anthony Davis pulled out. You know, Dirk got in his place, and that was nice. Dirk caught the nice alley oop, pulled a little Vince Carter point at the sky. I'm with that. You know, Wade was out. Kyle Korver replaced him.
Kobe was out.
Yeah, I did like the fact that it was like, oh, they put LaMarcus Aldridge in over Durant. I'm like, that is the starting lineup for
exactly.
That should be the starting five. You know, Curry, Clay, Jane Harden, LaMarcus Aldridge, Marc Gasol. I'm like, two are like, they ain't like the best. You got the MVP candidates. You know, most of these teams are like in the top three And they compromise. That's fine.
And honestly, as like an actual team, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be sick. They would. I don't. That's a team that could challenge that Bulls record.
Yeah.
Because damn, you got the defense. You got Marcus Gasol, LaMarcus Aldridge, Klay Thompson, James Harden, Stephen Curry. We lighting you up from three all day long. And then once we get you coming out, we just dump it in the post.
Yeah.
And you're done. And defensively, we locking you down. It would be unstoppable.
Yeah. I liked seeing Steve Kerr kind of joking around, having a good time.
He was
time.
Trying to win, though.
Yeah. Having fun with Duncan. Like, you got a bike out there? You want to warm up? But, you know, Duncan got in, got his piece. So, Sunday, to me, it's not the event of the weekend.
No, it's not anymore.
I don't even, like, get hype. Like, Saturday, I got hype. So, you know, we're working backwards. Yep. Everybody's favorite event. The dunk contest is back.
No, it ain't.
No, it is not.
No, it is not.
Kill that noise.
I'm like, the dunk contest is back. Wait, what?
Right.
Okay, look. Let me tell you something. I put it on, watched it, and I was like, you know, I didn't actually get a chance to watch it, you know, live.
Mm-hmm.
But I was keeping up with Twitter, and everybody was hooting and hollering about, you know, Zach LaVine. And I'm like, okay, let me see what all the hubbub is about. So I actually watched it, and I was like, okay. This kid got some skills. He can jump. I love that he made it look effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can appreciate is the fact that he was able to complete his dunks after most of the time, you know, first go around.
Right.
But, you know, if he missed once, he cleaned it up the next time. That, to me, that is what takes a lot of the life out of the slam dunk contest, is that a lot of these guys have to do their dunks 2-3 times. And you're just like, at this point, the height, the surprise is gone.
Well,
the excitement's gone.
If you can land it, like Oladipo, when he finally got his first one, that it was not a 540, y'all.
No.
Like, no, it is not. Now, if you had turned around again and then got to the other side and then dunked it facing the rim, yeah, then that would be a 540.
Yeah.
But it was nice, though.
It was a good dunk.
It was nice.
It was a good dunk.
You know, granted, he took the third time. But I like that format that now you get three times.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it, whatever, move on. I do like that. You know, kind of, you know, pushes the pace. They do need some kind of warm-up. Because even Mason Plumlee was like, I'm going out there cold as hell. I was like, you could have been like... Okay, I'll say this. First off, I didn't like that they got introduced one at a time and then had to do the dunk. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, okay, Mason Plumlee, do your dunk. Okay, next. And I'm like, no, like, introduce every other event, you introduce everybody. Just introduce all of them, you know, go to commercial. So they got, you know, 5 minutes to kind of warm up, stretch, get some, you know, jumps at the hoops because they ain't got to practice that dunk.
Yeah.
But, you know, just give them time to at least warm up, come back, all right, and then go in order. But it was, you know, having this whole thing.
I guess because they wanted to, you know, come out and do their little props.
There's only four of them.
You know, right. With the Greek freak coming out with the Greek goddesses and all that.
And Oladipo singing.
Singing a Sinatra.
It was cool.
I mean,
but
it was okay, but I'm like, that showmanship. I'm like, oh, geez, really? I mean.
You know, but I'd rather, like, let me know who all the contestants are.
How about you show me some highlights of their dunks? Something.
Yeah, it was all like, I mean, they were just hyping it up all weekend. Like, we gonna take a break, you know, but now let's talk about this person.
But I got to give credit to Zach LaVine. He was the guy that a lot of people weren't talking about.
Zach LaVine. Yeah, he.
I mean, look, I know the kid coming out of UCLA, everybody talked about him. He can leap. I mean, that was, if nothing else, that was the one thing I heard about him, was like, this kid can get up. So I didn't know, you know, how good he would do. I haven't really seen a whole lot of him, but I mean, the kid can get up.
Oh,
he got boosties.
I mean, that first one with the Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. I mean, he came in, like, first off, dunk. You were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because
now you got my
attention. He nailed it.
Yeah, because it was hot and he nailed it. You were like, okay, I'm paying attention.
I'm watching.
I'm paying attention.
I'm watching you now. Okay, I'm watching you.
You know, and then the, you know, his little, the second one was behind the back.
That was lefty. Nice.
I was like, okay.
That was nice. I was like, okay, this kid.
Because he was still going up on them dunks.
I mean, the only thing that was, I was kind of like, this is weak, is you, once he did it, you were kind of like, oh, he won. We know who's going to win. I mean, this is easy. There was no competition in it.
No.
And I felt so bad for Victor Oladipo because they were shitting on him.
Yeah, we that part was a little weird, I think, to both of us, was the fact that, and I didn't recognize, you know,
I heard the echo.
Yeah, I heard everybody during the, kind of like during the show, you know, all during the, all the events, because it's all piped in, so Ernie Johnson, you hear them talking, but it was different when it got to like the 3-point contest, and I was like, wait a minute. And Reggie even said, he was like, yo.
They can hear us.
And you know, just like, they don't matter. You know, they zoned and they shooting. They can't, they not listening. But that was a little weird. Like, are they really hearing y'all niggas, like, comment?
Yes.
Right there?
Yes.
And Reggie is a shit talker?
Yes.
And he said, like, I'm in the garden. It's just, you know, I got history of shit talking in the garden. It's just coming out. But yeah, that shit. You see Oladipo face? Like, I can't do that. I'm like, damn. Like, you actually said that out loud.
Embarrassing. I mean, come on.
His face was stuck. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
I ain't winning. I ain't winning this competition.
And this is what it was like. We got another round to go? You're like, yeah, I want to see Zach LaVine dunk some more, but.
And that's why it's like, this why the competition ain't back. Because, I mean.
One person does not make a competition.
Yeah, if you were to give me 4 guys who can do what Zach LaVine did, now it's back. Now I'd be like, all right, now we got some dunkers. But who's going to be in it next year?
I'll tell you this, though. Now that Zach LaVine has won, they're going to be pushing for Andrew Wiggins to get in it next season.
And you
can tell how it is because you can find a gang of dudes to do a 3-point contest.
Yeah.
It's 8, you know, they got a full 8 people. If you're struggling to get 4 people to participate, in a dunk, like 4, that's it. You can only find 4. Okay, that it ain't back. You know, you go back to the old school.
I mean,
school
you had to get a center,
and they always want a big. Which
I don't know why it's starting to
All-Star weekend ain't for bigs,
and it's not. And I know they don't want to be discriminated against, but at the same time, it's like, dude, there's only so many dunks you can do because you're so tall.
You can come up with some stuff, but you know, Mason Plumlee.
The Greek freak was kind of different only because he has a guard's athleticism, but he's just long.
Yeah, but he disappointed.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
I picked him to win, and he was garbage.
You know, Mason Plumlee just, you know,
much he could do. He can only do so many dunks. Right. And then even Victor Oladipo, you were like, yeah.
He kept struggling to try to get that.
That's why I'm like.
And then it's hard because if you see all of Zach LaVine's dunks, you have to do something in the air with the ball. Or you got to catch it. You can't. The days of holding the ball, going up and doing something is gone.
Yeah.
You actually have to, like, have somebody throw it to you, throw it off something, bounce it, catch it. Now you have to catch the ball in the air and do a trick. And, you know, Isaiah Ryder, I don't know what year was that. Isaiah Ryder was the first person.
I think it was 96 or 99 or something around there.
First person he drove, you know, from the 3-point corner line, went up, did the in between the legs dunk. And now that's like a damn staple.
And nobody remembers that he did it.
And he did it first.
Yeah.
And so you're like, credit where
credit's due. Isaiah Ryder did that shit first.
Vince Carter.
For the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, Vince Carter hadn't done it. It was nice. Jason Richardson has some in between
Richardson
legs.
Jason Richardson has some good ones.
And I mean, Zach LaVine's dunks, he did his part. And he did
a good job. Yeah. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault that the rest of them did.
We're terrible.
Yeah. And especially it was like it was like oh, he won and we got a whole round to go.
That's what made it so bad, is that at least back in the day you had dudes back in the day who completed a dunk on the first try.
Well, you had fucking like you had 8 people dunking and you had 3 rounds of dunks
because dudes could do it on the first go round.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, if you know, I'm telling you that. If you could have, if all 4 of those dudes tried to do the dunks they initially were trying to do or whatever, if they were able to pull them off the first go round, I bet you there'd be more hype behind it because it's like, oh snap, okay. But when you miss twice and you're going to do the same dunk the third time. I'm like, well, there's no excitement anymore. I saw what you were going to do twice and you couldn't even do it.
No, that part takes it out of it.
It does. It kills me.
What else about dunk contests to irritate me? We don't need that heartbeat noise. I was like, play some music in the background. It's like dead silent. Doop, 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 doop. I'm like, doop, doop. So I'm like,
wait a minute. Are y'all trying to put more pressure on these?
Yeah, I figured they would like play some background music.
Something.
Like they did with every other contest. Like,
this is New York, girl. Play some Jay-Z. Play something.
Are you not allowed? You know, won't you? Like, are they allowed to like, y'all want to hear some so-and-so in the background?
And the funny thing is, you hear, they're playing that in silence, and yet these dudes come out and they're like, crowd, you know. Get up, get loud, give me some noise. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to dunk in silence.
No, this heartbeat.
And them stupid iPads.
Yes, thank you. Stop with them fucking tablets.
Oh, sevens. I'm like, I can barely see the score.
Yeah. And then they had a problem with it the first time. I think Dr. J's didn't work the first time. Walt Frazier's didn't work.
Sometimes you don't have to do technology all the time.
Yeah. Shout out to Walt Frazier. I mean, he... Yo, that one outfit, I was like, this is straight like cowhide.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, you wearing cow. Everybody got zebra, but you wearing cow print. But, I mean, that's Clive Frazier. Like, that's somebody's like, when you in New York, you can do that. So, his outfit.
He's Walt, baby.
His outfit, yeah.
I can do what I want.
It's my city.
Thank you.
Right, hey, rock what you want, rock.
Thank you.
But yeah, I figured that second time where he couldn't get his to work, I was like, bring out the damn numbers. And lo and behold, when they came out, you don't need the damn tablet.
Damn, like, you don't have to use the electronics for everything.
And Dr. Some J just felt like, give me all the attention because I'm going to, like, pick mine at the very last minute. Everybody else holding their sign. He like, come on, Doc. Come on. You don't know what number you want. I'm like, it's five numbers. It's not 1 through 10 where you're like, oh, what number can I get? It's like cards. Fold them out. Okay, pull it out. Like, every time. Like, dude, every time we're waiting on you. Okay, all right. I see you want that attention.
Oh, man, that's funny.
But yeah, I wanted to, like, stop using them fucking tablets. And you were like, yeah, like, what is that? Is that a 7?
Yeah, 8? Like, what? Is that a 9? Or is that a 6?
Yeah. Right. what else was on there? Anthony Anderson hosting.
I was fast forwarding through so much of it, I really didn't get an opportunity to hear him host.
He's trying. He was better than Wesley last year. Although last year's dunk contest was crap. Nick Cannon was terrible last year to me.
Why don't we get an NBA athlete to host it or something?
But to me, I'm like, if you're pumping in, you know, the TNT crew to do it, then just let them do it.
Yeah.
You don't need to be like, I don't need Anthony Anderson to be like, judges, what is your pick? Like, I can hear Kenny Smith. Let him do it from the table. Come on. But, you know, hey, it's not back. You know, I'm excited at least for next season. I know there is one person that I know can really dunk.
Yeah.
In the dunk contest next season.
At least you got that going for you.
He's the second youngest to do it. He's only 19.
As if he come back.
He probably will. He probably will. They're going to be like, come back.
I don't want to do it anymore. I'm retired.
Oh, yeah, because you know next year is in Canada. So that's why there's going to be more push for Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
But
he's going to have Drake involved somehow.
No. Yeah, with that mixtape that everybody that he just dropped. Get this new mixtape. $12 on that thing. $12? Think it's a mixtape?
It's a mixtape.
That nobody's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it now, and that's probably as much as it's going to get because I ain't heard it yet.
It's a mixtape for $12.
He put out, he did it. Well, basically did a Beyonce, just dropped his joint Thursday night, and it was a new, to me, it was a damn album. I'm like, it's a mix. No, nigga, if it's a mixtape, I can get
free.
It for free.
Thank you. It's an album then.
Right.
Okay. He dropped an album that nobody's talking about. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, the event, to me, that was always good. Saturday night, 3-point contest.
Yes.
That was actually competitive.
Steph Curry went. Good.
Nothing. That's second half.
Good.
I like the new Moneyball rack. I like that too.
I like
and
that.
And you can put it wherever
nice
you want.
Twist to it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that put the cool. points higher. I was like, okay. And you know, some of the guys you thought like Bellinelli couldn't get it, but they say yes. We're talking about. I guess it's best to go early, not last. You know, Korver didn't have it all, but I mean, hey, Kyrie Irving. I was questioning him. He had won it before and was trying to win it again, so I give him props for that. He can hit them. He can shoot in them contests. You know, but everybody was like, Steph versus Klay.
That's what
and
they
Steph
wanted.
Was just like, whop, whop, I'm whop, winning. Whop. Like, oh, shit.
You hear what? 13 straight
at one point. You're like, God damn.
He went nuts.
Here you go, 27. Beat it. You're like, God damn.
Okay. You lose.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Yeah.
So that, you know.
That was good.
That was good. They keep bringing guys who, you know, I get that you got to put your stars in there who can shoot, which is fine. As long as you keep giving guys who are known shooters
yes.
chances to show off and play, I like that.
Shout out to Steve Novak.
Yeah, he got to come back. Nobody for the, well, I guess J.R. Smith could have participated, but he ain't on the Knicks no more. Well, Andre Bargnani could have, but he hurt.
We'll speak on J.R. Smith in a second.
skills challenge. Patrick Beverly was a replacement, and he won. That for me, you know,
I didn't even. I'm not even gonna lie. I kind of just skimmed through this. It was just like
I didn't catch it live. I went back and watched it.
It was just, you know,
this one they did. I do like the side by side thing. You know, I know they cut it down, so now it was basically you know do dribble through, make one pass, not two, three passes, no bounce pass, one pass, pick a ball up, run all the way down, lay up, come all the way back, shoot a three. That was cool. I was like, okay, it works. I do like the side-to-side thing is cool. I didn't understand when Beverly and Isaiah Thomas, that I guess at some point it was just like, oh, get the ball on whoever lays it up first. Because I guess they shot enough time where it was just like, okay, we'll get your ball and lay it up. I'm like, what the hell? Because it was like, oh, Patrick Beverly laid it up. He win. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you're supposed to make a three. Like, you only limit it. So if you miss like 5 3-pointers and it's just, oh, that's it.
Go what? Ahead
and get the, I didn't get it. I didn't rewind it to check again. I was just like, what? How did he win that? You know, but props to him on the, you know, the next two rounds. He was slow, but
shout
he came back, hit the 3-pointer to win it. So I'm like.
Shout out to the
yeah,
brother.
And I ain't mad at that. That one was kind of cool. Skills challenge ain't bad. But the way the format is now you can have anybody who got handles. Because, you know, all you're doing is dribbling to making a pass. Everything else is basically a layup and a three-pointer. So you probably see more shooting guards. I see more small forwards, too. So
when is the next center going to be in?
I don't know. You know it's a big who wants to do it.
Good Lord.
What else we have? Oh, the Team Bosch three-peated, won the Shooting Stars Challenge. Put that out there.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Moving on. I mean, that competition was
– It's just
– So just –
It's an appetizer.
Yeah, like, hurry
it's
up.
It's just, you know.
Let's hurry up.
It's, you know, showcasing.
Go ahead and get your food while we're doing this.
Yeah. It's just like, let's start off with something
go
like.
Go ahead and get your food. And
here's
your
super
drinks.
Salad.
Go ahead and do everything you need to do before all the real events start.
Yeah.
No offense, but come on.
I mean, it's just fun. That's it. It's just supposed to be fun.
Because now there really is no. There's no connection.
Oh, I did see that Shaq in the Fool where he was clowning a homegirl for like missing like 5 baseline jumpers. Like, damn.
Clowning.
But it serves a purpose. It whets your appetite, I guess.
Yeah.
And you said Friday for you was the
best
one.
Hold on.
Oh, what?
Are we forgetting something?
What did we forget?
The stupid ass fashion show.
Man. I wish I found this article
and
read about
and
it.
Literally, I caught the end of it. I did not record that. I caught the end of it, and I saw like LeBron's up there and all this, and I'm like, "Who do you think is gonna win?" And it was like J.R. Smith. Oh, no shit. LeBron's teammate. No duh. It's kind of like really. I was just sitting here like, what? There's a fashion competition.
It's like, oh, we got a best dress.
Are y'all
competition.
Bored? Are y'all that? Why? Because y'all don't know how to dress. So we can see who dresses the worst.
It's kind of like
it's called best dressed, even though it's the worst dressed.
Well, because what was it? I don't remember what they called it, but to me, I was like, this is the fucking best dress competition, and you coming out and it's almost like I guess it was tournament style, and I'm like, so I get to watch these NBA players model they shit. Thanks,
y'all.
Now,
I don't know what the
what
NBA
I hope
doing.
Is. I hope this
stop
is
it.
This was only done because it
it's
was
in New
York.
York City.
That's it. If this shit better not travel, this shit need to be a superstar in college, one and done. You need to be. That's it. We did this one time, and even there was a I can't remember where what article I read because I didn't get to read all of it. And he was like, Yo, he had to broke down the whole event because he was there when they originally taped it. He was like, man, it was a struggle. I'm like, really? Who wants to see this?
I said I didn't really watch it because I saw the end.
Yeah, we see the shit that they wear, and it's always funny. But it's like, okay, it's 5 seconds worth. Okay, now we get to see them play some ball.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I get to watch them in the runway, walking down for 2 minutes. No. No, thank you. No. But, yeah, I'm thinking that's just a New York thing.
I hope.
Yeah, that was bad. And, yes, Friday night.
That was good.
Yeah, I think this is a format that actually may work.
This was one of the few changes they made. I was like, okay, this works. I like this.
Yeah, you get enough guys coming in internationally where you can field a team of 10. You know, first year, second year, that works. It's only the roster of 10.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. And I think it seemed to be competitive from what I was watching.
It was good. It was a good game, especially with these young guys and everything. Give them a chance to show their skills.
Yeah,
and
Anthony Wiggins got some love, but, you know, that's good for him. He's, you know, one of the next breakout star. Yeah, Andrew Wiggins. Rudy Gobert.
Balling.
I think 12 boards and three blocks. Yeah, he was swatting the hell out of folk playing some defense. But that's what I'm like, okay, yeah, play some D. Block some shot. Like, act like you want to win.
Yeah, I told you. I said the world fundamentally is better than the U.S. And they showed it.
Yeah.
They were playing D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
it – I mean, come on.
I think it helps that – and I saw an interview with, Deadlift Shrimp.
Ooh, wow.
He was on Isaiah Thomas and I think Matt Weinert. And he just – on them, he was like, you know, guys in the international, they get to learn, you know, the fundamentals early. And, it's like, and they get practice time. Because he was like, you know, in college in America, you're limited on that amount of, I guess, personal time.
Because
it seemed like, I think it's like 20 hours or some small amount that guys can actually practice. Where I guess internationally, there ain't no limit.
Yeah, you can as much as you want.
Right. You can go to camp, learn these skills all day, which is why guys come in, you know how to set screens, know how to hit a jumper. You know, can read defenses and not take 3 years to read a defense.
Knows how to box out.
All that fundamental stuff that will help your team out. That's why these guys come in and contribute.
Yep.
But I do think this is going to be like, okay, you know, the way we are up U.S., you better come back next year and win.
You think you're going to see more prominent players come out and try to play in this kind of game?
Well, I could see, because it's only for the first, you know, first and second year, which is good enough. I think you'd see.
I was going to say, do you think they try to tweak it and do something like with the NBA players to this extent?
No, I don't see that. At least not at this point.
Yeah.
But I do like it because, you know, it's enough young guys that you can fill that roster, get them do some love. And I think with them young, they want to compete.
Yeah.
So that was good. I like that.
I enjoyed the game.
I did too. So, yeah, that's it. The All-Star Weekend. Seemed to be popping. It didn't beat SNL 40 that came out, which I missed. I meant to watch that.
I read a lot of tweets about that too, and I was like, oh yeah, this is on, huh?
I'm thinking it's on a Saturday. I'm like, well, Saturday night, it ain't gonna be on a Saturday, but like, of course it is. It's gonna beat fucking it's 40 years of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Or watching a Bourne ad.
and a Noyce Award for the All-Star game. Craig Sager's back, baby.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't
Craig Sager's
that.
Back. Showed off them terrible socks.
Oh.
It was like, he'll be back, I believe, in March is when he's coming back. But in time for the playoffs, so Craig Sager will be back. Good job. I'm happy for him.
Nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Happy for him.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get back into some NBA talk, and get through this midseason recap. Y'all listen to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
When you wake up in the morning, I want you to go to the mirror. And I want you to look yourself in the eyes and say, fuck you. Fuck your hopes. Fuck your dreams. Fuck all the good you thought this life was going to bring you. Now let's go out here and try to make this bitch happen.
New Tigolo, New Tigolo, New Tigolo, New Tigolo. Up early with the sun and the stars, 6 a.m. ring the alarm. Weatherman say it's 90 today, but it's gonna feel like 100 tomorrow. So throw some fresh water under the arms. Bullshit soon as I come in the job. Boss hit me with the news like a box cutter under the jaw. Said they just had a meeting and about 300 of y'all are getting fired because we've been defunded. Can't say I didn't even see it coming. I always knew that one day they'd find a way to throw me to the wolves. And once they came into my room on that Friday afternoon, I was thinking, why y'all faggot ass niggas couldn't find me on Monday? I know it's not saying, but yo, I'm just saying. Everybody prays for the day they see the light, but the light at the end of the tunnel is a train. $5 gas and poverty rates are rising much higher than your hourly rate. So if you're thinking about quitting, you should probably wait. Cause everybody gotta do a fucking job that they hate. Go and live out your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, Tay, and don't ever sell out. But how the fuck you sell out when ain't nobody selling? Tired of playing with y'all. I wanna fight the good fight, but it ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard, trying to get it at whatever the cost, wherever you're at or whoever you are. That's me. It's like chasing a high. You just want to get a hit, just want to get a taste, just want to benefit. Every day you wake up, there's the legitimate struggle between doing what's right or just doing some nigga shit. Baby bro wrote me, say it feel like he lost me. I'm like, dude, I'm trying, back the fuck up off me. My single friends say, tell your family's beautiful. I'm like, if y'all niggas only knew what it cost me. This shit don't come with no blueprints. And with every change, it seems more like a game you can never win. I tell my peoples I ain't rich, but this harvest is the farthest from broken nigga ever been. Go for your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, saying don't ever sell out. But what the fuck is selling out if ain't nobody selling? Shit. Tired of playing with y'all. I'm trying to fight the good fight, but they ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard. Where you at or whoever you are, corn star pennies out of the jar all day, man.
Good morning. Good morning, baby.
You're tuned in to the Brother Plymouth Boys Happy Hour. Y'all want to hit us up? Let us know how you're feeling about the All-Star Weekend. Things that you love, that you hated. Is the dunk contest back to you? I mean, let us know. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Let us know how you're feeling about the All-Star Game. If you liked it, if you missed and skipped over and watched Saturday Night Live instead, let us know how it was. Let us know how you feel with the Brothers Layman.
Holla. All right. So, with the All-Star break, which is actually a nice little break. You said it's about a week. They get a full week off, mm-hmm. which is good for everybody. Everybody need to rest up clearly. Mm-hmm. You know, Spurs always need rest.
Yep.
Yo, it's time to look at where we are right now.
All right.
We know the two teams that are the standout teams right now.
Yes.
Golden State.
Yep.
And Atlanta. So, yep. First off, Golden State, very impressed with Steve Kerr coming in as a rookie coach. You know, I thought this team with the talent, maybe they were, you know, middle of the pack, West. I didn't know if they had what it took with just what's on the team to actually get to the finals. But they showing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steph Curry with the pot, you know, just killing right now. MVP candidate.
Absolutely.
Klay Thompson. I mean, he might win most improved player. He could. Standing out, you know, most points in a half,
mm-hmm.
37, getting a lot of contributions. I love the fact that he went, started Harrison Barnes at the three. I love that. You know, I love that Iguodala was cool with it
because
I thought that was going to be a problem. But he's getting the most out of this lineup. And his team, and if he can get, they can be healthy, which means they can have Bogut and David Lee at the same time.
And Draymond Green.
And Draymond. Draymond Green done paid himself into a nice $10 million plus contract.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they doing the damn thing. I'll give them that.
And shout out to Steve Kerr because he, folks forget, he was ready to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
He made a great decision.
No, that was a great choice.
Nah.
And, you know, for what is, even though we was kind of mad at the situation with, you know, Golden State and all that, clearly they made a great choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they did it when they did it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Steve Kerr could have worked that magic on the Knicks. I don't know.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Better than
Well, I mean, at least Steve Kerr was at least a general manager.
Right.
So Steve Kerr at least had some knowledge of how the team is run, X, Y, Z, what, you know, mm-hmm. he and talked to coaches probably every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Fisher retired and then became a coach. I mean, there was no learning experience there. At least Steve Kerr had an opportunity to learn, and he actually put together a pretty good Phoenix Suns team. So he's got great basketball knowledge.
Oh yeah, and then over on the in the South, in the Atlanta
dirty,
Hawks,
in
the
dirty,
man,
dirty,
yeah, 43-11. I mean,
nobody saw it coming.
Nobody. I mean, as of last,
none of y'all, unless you were an Atlanta Hawks fan, you don't. Not even you predicted they'd be this good.
Nah, you figured, all right, they'll get into the playoffs.
Maybe.
You know, and kind of just lose in the first, you know, make it competitive and then lose, which is what they've been doing. But, I mean, this season, man, they are clear. I mean, 43-11, they are 6.5 ahead of the next team. Wow. I did not expect that. I mean, he's got them playing team ball.
Yeah. They're playing defense.
Mm-hmm. Playing defense, that great defense, sharing the rock. Got basically guys who can hit jumpers. You know, Paul Millsap, underrated.
Kyle Korver can hit threes in his sleep.
Al Horford, underrated.
Yep.
Jeff Teague almost went to Milwaukee. Didn't know if Atlanta was going to match it. They matched it, and, you know, he's still continuing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DeMar Carroll don't get a lot of love, but this dude is contributing everywhere. And they bench. I mean, they're getting the most out of their guys. I know the question will be what's going to happen.
Come playoff time.
Right. But to me, they real.
Yeah,
they for you don't you ain't putting these numbers up and not being for real.
Yeah.
So outside of those two teams, you know, what team stands out to you, or teams that stand out to you at this point in the season?
Outside of those two,
yeah, those are the obvious ones.
Are we talking about good reasons?
Yeah, right now, what are the teams that have made good impressions on you?
Number one, I'm gonna start on the East, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
I did not expect the Milwaukee Bucks to be, you know, this well, especially with everything that happened with Jason Kidd and in Brooklyn and that whole debacle in his first year as coach. But, you know, I think this is what you need. If you're going to take that step and just retire and then go straight into coaching, you need a situation like this where there really are no expectations.
You're right.
You can't go to a situation where it's like, oh, like Jason Kidd retired, went to Brooklyn. It's like, we expect to win a title. What?
Right.
Really?
And we're giving you all veterans.
I mean, come on. So, I mean, at least in this point, he goes to Milwaukee. There literally were no expectations. The team was just sold. You know, Milwaukee really isn't the most glamorous place for a free agent, you know, destinations. You got a young squad. You're Jason Kidd. You're a Hall of Famer. These guys, you know, grew up watching you.
Mm-hmm.
They know who you are. They have your respect. Use that to your advantage, you know. So I give him all the credit in the world for staying out of the papers for all the wrong reasons. I think he learned a lot his first year coaching in Brooklyn, you know, especially in New York.
Yeah.
In that kind of atmosphere. Now you're in Milwaukee, you know, different kind of crowd, different kind of people, different kind of atmosphere. You're in a different part of the nation. So, I mean, I like what Milwaukee's doing. And, you know, I think they're doing a very smart thing, cutting bait. Just came out today, cutting bait with Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid has issues. Sad to see him go. But, you know, you got a bad apple. You can't let it spoil the bunch. So
Right. Sometimes
you just got to let guys go. And I think they'll be better off. And unfortunately, it would be great to see what Jabari Parker could be helping them do in this, you know, position they're in, to go along with Brandon Knight's excellent play this season. But got to give them credit, man. They've done a hell of a job out there.
Oh, yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo got that right. With Jabari Parker there. Yeah, they'd probably be higher than six.
Yeah.
Actually ahead of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So who you like out west then?
Out west, it's tough. Very tough. I'm going to go with Memphis, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Grizzlies have been that one team that they've just been so consistent. You almost forget they're in second place. They've just been kind of riding along, doing what they do. And, You got to love their formula. They got two big bodies in the post. They're a very old school team to me.
Yeah.
They seem to have an old school approach. They post up. They got, you know, Zach Randolph beasting. You got the defensive player of the year last year, Marc Gasol. I mean, Jeff Green was a great addition.
Yeah, you got him for nothing.
Great addition to the team. You know, you're able to bring Tony Allen off the bench and just put him on anybody, and he locking them down.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Conley has been a very underrated point guard.
Continues to get better throughout his career. Mm-hmm.
And they have a solid bench. So, I mean, they're doing a great job. And in the West, I mean, right now, man, I would love to see that Spurs-Memphis series.
Oh,
I would love to see that Spurs-Memphis series.
I would not in the first round. Not in the first round.
Oh, I would love to see that. That'd be good.
No, I like Memphis. I love what Memphis is doing right now. I mean, they are for real. I believe, to me, the one or two spots for the West, I think, are pretty much locked. I don't see Golden State or Memphis falling out of them top two positions.
Never know.
You don't, but I don't.
They're only three games ahead of Portland. And Houston.
Yeah. I like Portland. I do like what Portland's done. They've improved.
They need
a
more
lot.
Depth.
Yeah, their bench is always a little question, but I do like them. Even though I don't fully believe in this team, really, I have to give some props to the Rockets. James Harden is damn near carrying this team, which I wasn't sure he could do, you know, coming out and leaving Oklahoma City. But, I mean, he's got them at 36-17, tied for third in the West with Portland. No Dwight Howard. You know, you got rid of Parsons. My only problem with them is they've got a lot of defensive pieces, but they don't play deep. They don't dominate defensively as I thought they would. You got Patrick Beverley, you got Dwight, you added Josh Smith, you added Ariza, you added Corey Brewer. Mm-hmm. You got pretty good individual defenders. I would think they'd be more of a lockdown team, but I mean, you know, if they strength it, just scoring and all that. Yeah. So, out east. I'll give love to Toronto. I didn't expect them to be second at this point. I know Lowry's kind of slowed down a bit with DeRozan back, but I think they've learned from their year experience. We get in the playoffs. They just have what it takes right now. I love what the way Casey's doing. I think they're solid on both ends, and I think they can, you know, they can make some noise.
Absolutely.
Washington's starting to slow down. I know it's a little in the middle. You know, Chicago, I know we ain't seen the best yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
big win before that All-Star break. Mm-hmm. Big win.
How you feeling about your team?
Oh, I'm confident, baby. Especially after that win against Cleveland. I'm like, that's the Bulls I know. Those are the Chicago Bulls I'm looking to see throughout the second half of this season. Locking cats down and playing great offense. That's what I want to see.
So what do you expect them? What do they need to do? I mean, they're not going to catch Atlanta. But what do you think they need to do to really go into the playoffs with some kind of – Well, confident.
It's easier said than done, but to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Their season really is predicated on their health. If they can get their star lineup to just be together on the floor, I think they'd be one of the top teams right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think Mike Dunleavy being out for a while was big.
Yeah.
He came back and he's able to do some things. And like Jimmy Butler's nicked up. But, I mean, Tony Snell has stepped up. He's done a good job replacing Jimmy Butler. And, you know, we got some guys on the team who can step up in big moments. It's just going to be predicated on health. They can stay healthy. Tom Thibodeau won't have to play guys as much. He can use his bench. He can go deep into his bench and use guys. And, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. No, I still like the Bulls. They can really do something major in there. We know everybody's talking about Cleveland and all
course.
That.
Of course they are.
Because it's LeBron James.
Of course.
But, you know, it's a tight race. I mean, you got, you got six teams over 500. We'll probably get into that when we talk about Adam Silver. But it's interesting. So who are your, at this point, who are your disappointments?
In the East.
Is it still Charlotte?
Well, I can't really go with Charlotte anymore. Charlotte's actually in the playoffs now. They've actually moved their way back up. You know, I hate to kick a man when he's down. I got to go with the New York Knicks. It baffles me because I just don't understand how they fell so quickly. They were just a playoff team 2 years ago with Mike Woodson.
Yeah, it was second round playoff team.
They were doing great. And then last year, I don't know what happened. It just fell apart, and this year is just fucking, it's just, they're in shambles.
To throw away you. I mean, like, damn, bro.
And, you know, getting Phil Jackson, getting Derek Fisher, I mean, no offense to those two. Those aren't smart owner decisions. Those aren't smart owner decisions. You don't get name guys just because they're name guys. You get guys that you know can do the job because they're good at their jobs. I mean, Phil Jackson has never been a GM before, and you gave him the keys to the castle.
And you overpaid his ass.
Was it $12 million a year, $10
million? 15, something ridiculous.
Something ridiculous that that GMs ain't getting. Even the best GMs ain't making that much money.
No.
So I'm like, come on, man. And then you struck out on Steve Kerr because apparently they lowballed him, which I'm like, well, now, in hindsight, y'all look really stupid for that. Mm-hmm. But, and then you hired Derek Fisher, who, let's be honest.
I expected more out of, in those scenarios, I expected more from Jason Kidd because I thought Jason Kidd would be a pretty good coach. Derek Fisher, it's hard when you got what's name behind your back. People are like, why don't we just Phil come down? Shit.
And then trying to force feed the triangle law offense and all that. It's just, it's terrible. I mean, what they've done to the New York Knicks, James Dolan and all that, it's horrible. I mean, the Knicks are pathetic. I mean, I'm not even joking anymore. I'm being dead serious. The Knicks are freaking, they're pitiful, man. Yeah. And I can't stand them being this bad. It's the same with the Lakers. They're my disappointment on the West. It's just, Godly, 13 wins, man. It's, God, man. Like, I know a couple years back, I said what I said about, you know, I did not think the Lakers were going to be that good. I predicted their damn record the year they got Dwight Howard. I knew they wasn't winning 50 games. It just, golly, I didn't think they would be this bad. I mean, I knew the Lakers weren't going to be that good, but damn. I mean, 13 wins, good. Like, they're horrible.
Yeah, I mean,
horrible. And they're going to be bad again next year because Kobe Bryant's coming back for a farewell tour. It's going to be all about him. Mm-hmm. And no free agent's going to want to come because I'm not going to get no shine. I'm not going to get no love because it's all going to be about Kobe.
Yep.
So, I mean, again.
It's bad. And you've seen Byron Scott kind of get on Nick Young. Basically, you know, what that one game where he just sat him and was like, he didn't seem like he want to play. Byron Scott seems to at least is trying to get these guys to play hard. I get that. But you can tell his frustration, changing lineups. I'm sorry. I know Magic came on First Take and was throwing all this heaping on
Jim Buss. And again.
And he's like, if we don't get anybody next year, we're not good at all. I'm like, well, first off, motherfucker, 2016 is the free agent year.
Yep.
2015 is not, because most dudes is going to wait and cash out in 2016. You know, it's like, oh, so it's Jim Buss's fault that LeBron James or Carmelo Anthony did not come.
He's like, the really? Sole reason.
Well, we had like – nobody.
It's
his fault that Dwight Howard left.
Of course.
You know, you want to blame him for the coach's decisions? Yeah, that's fine. I would, you know, but I'm like, how much does. It's a two-person ownership.
No, it's not. In their eyes, no, it's not. Genie Buss has nothing to do with it.
Right. Is he in charge? I'm like, does it say in his contract that when it comes to basketball-related decisions, he has final say? Because I don't believe that. I just think he's over personnel.
At this point, I'm just like, you know what? If Jim Buss leaves and they still terrible, who they blaming it? Then I want to see who we blaming. Is Genie Buss finally going to get some blame? Because I'm sorry, I seem to be the only one in the nation that's giving her any kind of blame. Because I'm like, you have the final say. Mm-hmm. I mean, damn it. Like,
you on the books as
if you don't owner. If you don't trust him, if you don't trust him to make the proper decisions, get your ass a consultant. So when he makes a decision, you can go to your consultant and say, hey, this is what he laid out. Does it look like a good idea? Since you ain't basketball savvy, then get your ass a basketball savvy person who can help you make decisions. Because if you going to final say this and say, okay, Jim, you lay this out, it looks good. Well, then, damn it, you agreed.
Yep, all y'all.
Well, you agreed.
Giving Kobe that much money. All y'all did.
Thank you. Stop just sitting here blame. Let's not just sit here and blame Jim Buss. He deserves blame, yes. But I'm not going to give him all the blame.
You're talking about, well, you know, if they had spun it different and said, well, Kobe, but if you take it, that's all them. That's Jenny Buss, too. Yeah. You know, if you're saying that Jerry Buss was the closer, and we know when it comes to a lot of these, the owners have some say. Even with the Spurs, I know Peter Holt is not always involved, but he's involved.
He makes final say.
Yeah, he might say, I'm going to let y'all handle it, but you can't tell me they're not like, hey, yo, this is what we're doing. And he might just be like, okay.
Yeah. Even if,
but at least I would assume these owners at least are like brought, hey, we are going to give X amount of this dude X amount of money. We're going to trade this dude. We just want to let you know.
I mean, there's a reason certain franchises stay great for a certain amount of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus Christ.
They hit a bump.
A serious one.
For me, disappointment-wise, out west, to me right now, it's the Clippers.
Jeez.
They're sitting at six. They're a half game ahead of my squad. I don't know what's missing from them. There's no that fight. It is becoming more and more clear every year that the reason the Celtics were so damn great defensively was because of Tom Thibodeau. Because Clippers aren't that great defensively. Every now and then they do play great defense, but they don't. It's just let's score. There's no real half-court game with them. It's just something just is not fully right. And I expected this team to be there up there competing for a championship. I expected them to be in the top three, not six.
Yeah.
And I hope if they keep falling, I don't think they'll fall out. But when you're missing your best player, I don't know what's going to happen. But, I mean, the pressure's on them.
Big time.
And Doc, I mean, everybody's saying, people have said, and I've said it too, that he was probably the second best coach in the league behind Greg Popovich. Well, you better pull that out.
Yeah.
And show something. And if being GM is too much, do something. Because all this talk, yo, Amari Stoudemire just got bought out. Go get him.
Yeah, seriously.
I know it's like, well, the Spurs looking at him going, so I'm like, you need a big.
You need a power forward.
You know, you got Chris Kamen. Nobody's really tripping off of Glenn Davis. Spencer Hall is with solid. But you need something else. Amari might play well next to Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to do something. Don't just let all these guys go other places and nothing happens. Because otherwise, I'm like, you suck as a GM, Doc Rivers. Give it up. You know, you got your son. Okay. What about Nate Robinson?
Yeah.
You know, he's still out there. I don't know. I don't know, man. Out east. I'm surprised Detroit is that damn low. Now, granted, they're two games out. And they did kind of make some moves with, Josh Smith and stuff was getting better. Then, of course, losing Brandon Jennings. And Detroit, man, I can't believe they keep continuing to suck like that.
Yeah.
They said Graham Rowe was not going to be traded, which is smart on them because I'm like, you ain't going to get nothing. So if he leaves and, he leave.
Yep.
I'll try him later. But, yeah, Charlotte they just took a step back. Even Miami, I didn't think would be that great either. But damn, eighth.
Six through the rest are disappointments.
Yeah, like Milwaukee exceeded expectations.
Seven through the rest.
But geez, yeah, with more of that East.
I'll give an honorable mention on a good note to the 76ers because they seem like they at least trying. They building something.
Yeah, they'll be competing for that top pick again. If I'm the Lakers, I'm just like, man. You better finish one or two at the worst. Because if those top three picks go to somebody who's not in the bottom five, you asked out.
Yeah.
If it's like Indiana, Detroit, Sacramento, you're like, oh, fuck. We ain't getting it.
And then Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota is damn Minnesota. But they ain't, hey.
New York Knicks, Jahlil Okafor.
They hoping that get some of that Patrick Ewing love. Hey, I'm saying it now. If Jahlil Okafor is going to be that number one pick, I would say Knicks send Patrick Ewing as your representative and be like, hey, we're doing this again.
Yeah.
But final run. Who do you think out of the teams that are in here now for your eight, do you see any of them? Is there one that you think is going to fall out?
Let me take a look. From the East, I think I have them making the playoffs earlier. I think the Brooklyn Nets will jump in. And I think the Charlotte Hornets will fall out. I think the Charlotte Hornets. I mean,
that would be a rough year.
No Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
It's just, it's bad.
Lance Stevenson not panning out.
Yeah, it's been a rough season for them. So I see those flip-flopping. From the West, the only real flip-flopping I see is I see Oklahoma City getting in. And I see Phoenix perhaps losing their spot.
Mm. Yeah. God, it's so tough. Phoenix was a playoff team. It's hard to not pick Oklahoma City getting in the playoff. It's hard for them not to get in. And then they get in, they're going to get a top three pick. I'd be like, y'all cheating. But, yeah, I think they're, a half game behind. And if Kevin Durant can stay healthy and play, I think they'll get in. I would pick Phoenix. I'm hoping my Spurs move up third at most. I don't think they'll crack the top two. But I do not want to play Golden State or Memphis in the first round. That's for sure. Anybody else, I have confidence in that we can beat. I just prefer not to play one of them two teams first. Although, if I'm going to state, I'm like, oh, so we got to play Oklahoma City first. Oh, great. I would hate to be that team. Like, who your first round? Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. Good luck. Like, shit. Out East, I think it might stay. I think Charlotte can hang on. And they just added Mo Williams. So I think they'll maintain. I don't have no faith in Brooklyn. And Miami, yeah. I think Dwayne Wade will come back. I think Miami will hold on.
Yeah.
All right, and here's a good question for the East. Who does not get home court in the first round? Is Cleveland going to be stuck at five?
No, they're going to jump Washington.
Mm. That'd be rough for Washington, too.
Washington will have to go to Cleveland, but I'm not going to say they're going to beat Washington.
No. I think, I think Chicago's going to hold. I don't think Toronto falls that far. You know what? I'm just going to be cold like that. I think Cleveland going, y'all staying. Y'all just start off the break, just on the road. Let them learn, LeBron. You trying to teach them how to win. Start them off on the five spot.
If
you can beat somebody without home court. Out West, I see the Spurs moving up. I'm biased. Clippers may fall the hell out. Dallas is not going to make the top four. I think Houston may fall out of the top four.
Mm.
Just because that's a lot of – Harden got to carry a lot of the load.
He does. He does. He does have to do a lot.
Dwight's going to need to come back, but man – at this point now, it's playoffs. It's just seeding. Because the Spurs technically don't need home court at all. You know, you a champion. You played enough. You can win on the road. But everybody else, yeah, you need it. All right. God, I can't wait to the playoffs. Come on. Like I said, T-Bulls traded Mo Williams and Troy Daniels to the Hornets for Gary Neal.
Mm-hmm.
2019 second-round pick. There's talks of Gary Neal possibly going to Atlanta. Somebody trying to buy him out for the playoff run. Because you know what he can do. Minnesota also got Adrian Payne, the 15th pick in the 2014 draft for a 2017 protected first-round pick. I'm like, I ain't mad at that, Hawks.
I mean, hey.
He wasn't really getting much run. You get a nice pick in 2 years. Minnesota's mm-hmm. not going to be a superstar team in 2 years. And that may just come in handy.
Yep.
Big Newt, George Karl to be the Kings head coach. Right after the All-Star break.
I mean, pretty good move for them. He had Sean Kemp back in the day, so he's worked with some prominent big men in the past and, you know, guys who have egos.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll see how he does. I think he's a good hire for them. I think he can bring some stability. He's a playoff coach.
Mm-hmm.
Got them teams to the finals, but, you know, Jordan beat him up.
Yeah, but he's a guy who's a playoff coach. He knows how to win. This team ain't never been to the playoffs, so getting that is going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they were they consulted DeMarcus Cousins on it, and somebody was like, why the hell would you – was that Magic? Somebody
was – Charles
Barkley. Yeah, we should get into his comment, Nick. But on that, I was like, what? I was like, dude, he's their franchise guy.
Yeah.
You know, what is your definition of – maybe they were like, hey, you know, we're looking for a new coach. What are some things you would like – you know, that we would like in a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
What things that do you need from a coach in order to push you or get you to that next level?
Exactly.
And you know, okay. And then you take that and maybe George Karl fits some of them things. But you ain't being like, hey, we want to get George Karl. What you think? No. Okay, we're not getting him. I'm like, no.
No, that ain't the way it worked.
Okay. Since you brought him up, we got to talk about Barkley and them analytics.
Oh, God.
We got about all that. That him and Demore was funny as hell. Demore calls his butt out like, oh, really? Why do I care about Charles Barkley and what he got to say? And this is not the first time Charles Barkley has said, fuck analytics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm paraphrasing, but basically that's what he said.
I mean, a part of me agrees with Charles. I mean, look, analytics is only going to take you so far. It's not going to trump overall talent, though. I mean, did analytics, you know, tell the Rockets to draft Hakeem Olajuwon? Like, no, nigga, he was the best center in the game. Like, what? Right. I mean, yes, analytics works in some aspects. I mean, you have the whole money ball. That to me, though, was when, because I follow the Oakland Athletics, and they were basically getting guys on the cheap, and once the contract was over, they were flipping them. To me, that was the whole money ball thing. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, the percentage of the number of shots that falls from the corner and, like, all that.
There's a place for it.
Yes, but
it has its, you know, numbers that can help out when it's deciding to make a move on a certain player. Now, granted, if it's yes, I'm like, yes, when it comes to a superstar player, yes, it is talent. But you're just like, is the money we're going to pay this talent, is he going to give us what we need? Basically, you know, if this analyst is going to tell me that, you know, like, all right, well, you know, if analytics is telling me I'm going to give Kevin Love $120 million, but he's only going to be my third option, and he's not going to give me them numbers that he put up in Minnesota, then, like, okay, well, maybe I need to be aware and only give him, like, $90 million.
Or if, like, you're using analytics to, you know, for draft reasons.
Right.
So the Spurs got Ginobili using analytics or whatever it may be. I mean, that's a different story. But, I mean,
you know, just filling out your roster. Who do you think would
mesh well?
Well, yeah. But if you're like, analytics needs to tell me I need to get James Harden. No. You just – eye test tells you need to get James Harden.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Now him going on talking about how they like basically they the niggas who never got dates, and I'm like, okay, now you getting
now
a little,
you getting a little personal,
right?
Now
you just standing up for now you acting like a jock,
yeah.
You know, oh, you nerd, you don't know you want to be us. I'm like,
hey, I love that movie Nerds, and the Nerds ended up winning in the end. So
Revenge of Nerds is classic.
I love that movie,
but you know, I was like, wow. But yeah, that was not the first time I heard him say it. You know, Barkley gets paid to say what he wants, and he blunt with it. He just like, this is how I feel. Analytics is trash. And I'm like, okay, it is not just for guys who can't play. I'm like, guys who play can use it.
Yeah.
And basically what you're saying is only guys who played basketball can really know this game.
Exactly.
And I'm like, that's bullshit. Guys have made it. And I'm like, well, I've seen some of the decisions these, you know, previously players who were players, they suck. Like, oh, Jordan, you know, I don't need analytics. Didn't need to tell me Jordan was the greatest, but he's not a great.
So did analytics tell Jordan to pick Kwame Brown number one?
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and for Daryl Morey, I'm like, dude, you've been using analytics for a long time. Analytics told you to pay Jeremy Lin $15 million.
Exactly.
Well, your analytics is trash.
Told you to get rid of Chandler Parsons. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Analytics said, Omer Sheik, $15 million. What the fuck? Let's put this high, like, really. Now I'd be like, if analytics told you to give Jeremy Lin a gang of money, your analytics suck. And yeah, I wish, I know he didn't want to be personal. I'm like, I would have said that.
Yeah.
Analytics said Jerry Marie Lynn is a starting point guard, a superstar, money worth point guard. Yeah, all right. So yeah, the Knicks agreed to buy out Amari Stoudemire. Hey, it was
good
fun
for him.
While it lasted.
Good for him. Good. He gets to go to a winning situation. Mm-hmm. Nothing going to be in that dump fire of a crap hole called New York Knicks. Golly, I'm so just still just. New York Knicks fans, I really feel for you guys. I really, truly do. Because this is embarrassing. God, they're terrible.
They are bad. Adam Silver said he's willing to look at new playoff format and realignment. Me personally, leave it the way it is. Like, stop fucking around with it. I'm like, I heard David Aldridge say, just play better. Because, if you look at the teams right now, I even look at it, going out on the East. Atlanta was a fringe playoff team. They better. Toronto, 3 years ago, was boo-boo. Washington, 3 years ago,
was terrible.
Was boo-boo. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, when LeBron left, was boo-boo.
Yep.
Milwaukee wasn't that good.
Nope.
You know, even Charlotte, you know, they playing. But I'm like, these teams 3 years ago weren't great.
Exactly.
But, I mean, Toronto is legit now. A lot of these teams, it just takes time, and you got to draft well. I mean, Oklahoma City wasn't good. For a while. Look at Portland. A few years ago, Portland was, okay. Barely getting in. Houston, barely getting in. The Clippers, barely getting in. I mean, leave it alone. Let these guys just, personally, whoever's on the East Coast, y'all need to draft better. Get these star players. And he said it himself. If I'm on the East, hell no, I'm not voting for that. To realign it. No, why? If I can be like 500 and get into the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
I can win 40 games and get in versus the West where I'm going to get 49 games and not get in. Hell no.
Part of it, I've been saying it, that these guys aren't being taught the fundamentals anymore. The talent has diminished mm-hmm. that the NBA used mm-hmm. to have. It used to be a plethora of just great, mm-hmm. God, just great players. But now it's just, a lot of these guys, they play off their athleticism. They don't really know how to do anything else.
Yeah, you bring in dudes who are like, I know it's an argument on a one and done and all that, but you bring them in, they're not ready. You know, it takes some time, and then maybe getting into their second contract, they start playing better. So mm-hmm. you just got to give this joint some time. Like, exactly. It's not, you can't, everybody is not going to be able to just throw money to get stars. Like, ooh, let's get a big three. Yeah. Like, do what? Okay. Like, well,
you don't need a big three necessarily.
Yeah, stop saying all that because the big three recently has been LeBron James and some other dudes. what's the common thread in these things? LeBron James. Oh, you mean the best player in the game, LeBron James?
There it is.
What a coincidence. Like, come on, man. You have to get lucky.
Yes.
And then you just have to maintain.
I mean, yes, you got to have good players. Mm-hmm. No duh.
You draft well, and then you just add, if you need analytics, whatever, add these dudes, certain pieces. I mean, Atlanta's balling.
Yep.
Last year, Atlanta, you were like, Atlanta getting in? Do they even want to make the playoffs? They struggling. Now they are fucking kicking ass.
Yep.
So, just leave it alone. Now, I know they want to do some tweaks to the draft. I'm willing to see that. I'm willing to see what they're going to do. I just like the fact that even if you suck, there's no – you can – like, I'm going to be the worst team in the league. You probably not going to get the first pick.
Yep.
So I do like that at least there's no guarantee you getting it.
Yeah.
But they want to change it up, fine. But realignment, leave it as it is. I mean, if you want to go – he even said he likes the divisions. If you want to go hockey and just have all conference and no divisions, I guess. But moving teams, no. Just let these dudes I don't want to see Texas out in the East. They're not in the East.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Mark Cuban wants to go out in the East. Of course he does. So his team can be fifth.
Everybody's like, how Memphis not in the East? I'm like, well, technically they were in Vancouver first.
Yes.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah, of course Memphis is going to be like, yeah, we'll move to the East. Sure.
Be the best team by far.
Look, like what? During the Jordan era, the East was dominant.
Yep. It goes full circle. Mm-hmm. It's going to come to a point where the East will eventually be mm-hmm. better than West again.
Yeah, if they, some of these one and done, just land out East. I mean, Derrick Rose got drafted there.
Yeah.
And then for Indiana, Paul George, who was saying he's going to come back, You know, Indiana last year was a damn title contender.
Yep.
They just lost their best player. And they'll be back. I mean, you'll get 7-8 good teams out east. They just may not be as great as the 7-8 teams, you know, out west, but fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's whatever. And LeBron James named union vice president over the weekend. That was nice. I think going in, you know, he said he wanted more input. Clearly, we've been hearing his thoughts on what should happen. And, you know, I know Chris Paul is president. I think Iguodala is one of the VPs. So I think it's good. I mean, you get the star player, part of the union, to voice his opinion. I think it's good. I think it'll help things out in a few years once they head back to the table and try to get some of that money.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back, get into some NFL news, hit some quick hits, and we get into our wars. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
To the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
Yeah, he chose that. I didn't make him do that, y'all. Welcome back to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. So y'all want to get up with us, y'all want to holler at us, let us know your thoughts on this NBA season, how it's going to turn out. Is your team going to make the playoffs and make some noise? Let us know. TheBrothersLemon@gmail.com, on Twitter @BrothersLemon, on the hotline 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, man. How your team's doing in this great NBA season, if you're a Knicks fan or a Laker fan. Sorry. Yeah. But let us know what can be done to fix your team. If you hate Jerry Buss, let us know why. Because I want to know why Jeannie Buss ain't getting no blame. Let us know. Holla.
Yeah. Tell us. Exactly. All right. Getting into NFL. Your boy's back. Peyton Manning said he'll be back for the 2015.
Sources said.
Yeah. Per Chris Mortensen.
Sources said that he... And I'm kind of paraphrasing. Sources said he told John Elway and them he's mentally and physically prepared to play in the 2015 season. And until this, that it is marked down, John Elway comes out and says, yes, Peyton Manning will be back. I don't want to hear it. I believe Peyton's going to come back. All signs point to him coming back. But until it is confirmed, I don't want his sources tell me nothing. Until it's confirmed by Peyton Manning himself, it is what it is. It's still a question mark up there. It's, as far as I'm concerned, still a question mark.
Nah. I mean, all signs. We've been saying he's more than likely going to come back.
Yes.
But, you know, until he says he's coming back,
it ain't final yet. But, I mean, it looks like it's going to happen. So, in the case it does, hey, I'm happy. I'm glad it's coming back. And they said, you know, Broncos might approach him about restructuring his contract. Maybe we can try to keep Demaryius and Julius Thomas, see what happens. I don't know. But, I mean, hey, shoot, Peyton's made enough money. I'm sure he wouldn't mind, you know, restructuring and whatnot.
He might, you know, to get some help on that O-line and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, Julius Thomas saying he wants top-tier tight end money.
I bet he do.
And I'm like,
And honestly, if somebody, if somebody pays it to him, bye. Because we ain't paying him top-tier money.
Jimmy Graham money. Yeah,
or Gronk money.
Nope.
You ain't as good as them. And in all honesty, he was hurt his first 2 years. Paid Manning comes, and then he just breaks out all of a sudden. A lot of people will say, is that a product of Peyton Manning? I mean, could be.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, he's never played a full season.
Yeah.
So am I going to pay you top tier money when you've proven already you can't stay healthy? So I mean, at this point, I mean, if he want that much money, it was great having you, but I ain't paying you that much.
No.
Hell no, if I'm Denver, I ain't paying you that much. We can get Owen Daniels for the cheap.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Sherman, good for him. Good news. So he does not need surgery on left elbow. We'll do rehab.
Wow.
I hope that's it. And, you know, because sometimes guys are like, I'm not going to go surgery, and then it gets hurt.
And they're like, oh, I need surgery now. Like, damn, if you just got surgery in the first place. So, but, I mean, good for him. If he doesn't need surgery, I'm sure he's smart enough to know how to take care of himself. Mm-hmm. He's an intelligent gentleman, and, you know, good for him.
Some interesting news on the Bills front. First, you know, signed Richie Incognito to a one-year, two.
Oh, so they did sign
$5 million. Okay. Yeah. You know, was out for the year. You know, okay. Maybe he's learned his lesson. I mean, we know the guy's talented.
There's going to be people who don't like it. There's going to be people who are okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, he sat out. Maybe he's got it together.
I doubt it. I mean, I doubt it, but I'm also at the same note. I'm like, he's been out a year and a half. You know, Jonathan Martin wasn't innocent in that whole situation either.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan Martin is to play and has a job. I mean, you know.
As long as you got a locker room who can control him, you know he's a dick, but you're just like, look, if you can control yourself and then help us win some games, cool.
Now, I am curious because real talk, he is in a locker room where if he says something, I'm sure Rex Ryan has no problem telling him to his face, nigga, shut the fuck up. I'm serious. No, Rex I'm Ryan serious. Seems like the type where he'll tell it like it is.
No, he does.
So maybe it might work, but then again, you're dealing with two fiery personalities. So again, you could have some head clash, some clashing if stuff doesn't work out. So again, it'll be interesting to see. But I mean, for Buffalo, for football purposes, that was a good move.
Yeah,
that was a good cheap, move. You got him for cheap. He's on a 1 year deal, and if shit don't work out, cut bait.
Yeah.
Period.
Gonna build somebody interested in Josh McCown, who got released by the Bucks. I'm like,
they clearly really? Just like, all right, well, we taking a quarterback number one. We have made that clear.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess is Mike Glennon getting traded?
I don't know because the Bucks. Yeah, clearly they're going for
it. They taking a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you trade Mike Glennon too?
I don't know.
Or do you hold on to him and you could show the new rookie the ropes? I don't want to show the new rookie the ropes. I want to start.
What's going to happen is he's going to start.
for the first five games.
And then going to be like, bring Jameis Winston in.
We terrible.
Because it's already coming out that they rumored to pick Jameis Winston.
Fine. I mean, look. I'm not mad at him. Similar to what I said last year about Jacksonville, he is in their backyard. They get to see him, you know, probably more than most teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're comfortable with him, you know, take him. I personally think Marcus Mariota will be the best quarterback in that draft. My opinion, and everybody's like, you know, Jameis is the best pro ready and all that. That's fine. You know, we shall see what happens. You know, if he goes number one, good for him. Hopefully he can keep his head on straight and do the damn thing. I mean, look, I'm not rooting against any of these guys. I hope Jameis Winston does well, but, you know, I mean, I can only go by what you've shown me.
Right.
So, I mean, you know.
What you show me is you can play, but when you get it, once you ain't playing, you do get dumb in trouble. Shit.
And even when you were playing, dude, it wasn't all peaches and cream. You had to come back and seem like every game.
Yeah.
So.
That made him tougher, I guess.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy for the Green Bay Packers is giving up play calling duties to his offensive coordinator. Basically, it sounded like the way that happened against Seattle was probably the last straw. He had to be thinking about this beforehand because he couldn't be like, you know what? I put up a fart play calling wise against Seattle. I don't want to do it no more. I'm like, nah, you've probably been like.
I heard he's been teetering on
this. Yeah.
For a while.
But yeah, that was an ugly game. That was an ugly loss. And, like,
and then kind of a semi, what the fuck? They cut Brandon Bostic today.
But
the gentleman who bumbled that catch,
oh,
he was cut today. And we all know why. It sucks for him.
You don't know how to do your play, know your role.
It sucks for him. I feel bad for you. But again, when this is a prime example of just a nationwide thing. When you don't do your job, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens. When you fuck the company over, you're gone, son. Be gone. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's any employer.
Mm-hmm.
You screw up. You don't do your job, and you cost us. You get the heave ho. Yeah.
And it's always hard because it's always seemed like it's never like a superstar.
Yeah,
who's in the spotlight on one of these? It's just like, oh, because we
give them 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chances.
Yeah, if you like a special teams dude. Yeah, like, all right.
He had 2 catches all year.
Yeah.
You know?
What else we got? Adrian Peterson. Of course I want to stay with Minnesota.
Yeah, okay.
Saying all the right things.
The question is, does Minnesota want him back? That's the question.
They playing the role, but
I don't know,
I'll tell
man.
You what. He get let go.
Oh, Cowboys are coming after him.
You read my mind. He's going to be like, DeMarco Murray paying too much. All right, let's go get Adrian Peterson. Shit. Like, well, he's 30. I'm like, okay, well, then you don't take him if you can get him. Yeah, it's gonna seriously. Be. I was like, oh, but so he was balling, but now this drama happened. Oh, well, he old. Like, all right, well, I'll take his old
exactly.
ass.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And then, you know, Greg Hardy had both domestic charges dismissed.
Okay.
Panthers not bringing him back. Like, all right.
He's about to get paid.
Yeah, he'll get some money, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. He's going to get disciplined. People still been bringing that up. Can he still get disciplined? Because he didn't really get – I'm like, don't have this stupid-ass
– exempt you know, list or whatever it is.
Like, well, he didn't get – I'm like, well, you sat him out. Well, he got paid. Like, well, you didn't know what to do. If you think he did it and he should be punished, punish him then. Don't like, well, we'll wait. Here's some money. Well, then let me play.
And this is why to wait for the whole process to play itself out and all this, it's kind of like, well, you got to pick and choose what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean,
guys are going to get frustrated because it's like, I can't play. Oh, and then once it's like, okay, my name's clear. Well, you did take a plea. So now you're about to get hit. Like, what the fuck?
So, okay. I mean, I'm sure he may get a few games. But I mean, Greg Hardy's a good player, and like I said, he gonna get paid. Somebody's gonna pay that man.
Yeah, he's gonna get some money.
He's gonna get paid.
He's gonna take some flag, but they'll probably deal with that with that hit. Le'Veon Bell to get his 2-game suspension, getting 2 games next season from his DUI back in August.
Well,
I guess this is part of that new DUI policy. He agreed to get 15. He got 15 months probation. For it. So they're like, 2 games.
So what is what's his name get?
My man who was rocking
LeGarrette Blount.
I think he was found. They dropped.
Weak. It was his car. He was driving.
I don't think he got nothing.
What a pussy.
Oh, and then this. And this is funny. RG3 responds to a fan for calling him out for singing some Michael Jackson.
I was just like, on both sides, I'm like, okay, number one, RG3, you already, I'm like, this is what annoys me sometimes with these athletes. I'm like, dude, you're RG3. You know people are already annoyed with you. People have already talked about your butt being in the media too much, social media and all that. Why even add fuel to the fire? Now, on the other side, I'm like, the dude is just singing a damn Michael Jackson song. It's not like, and we're off.
Yeah.
It's the off season. It's not like this is during the season I'm doing it. I'm like, it's the off season. Literally, season just ended. You know, so, you know, I'm singing a little Michael Jackson, so what? So, I mean, I get it from both sides. But, I mean, I take RG3's back in this because I'm like, dude, I was just singing a little fucking Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I got his point.
Leave me alone.
I just wish he would just don't respond.
Exactly.
Somebody's like, oh man, this is why you ain't never gonna make a team.
Okay.
And you just be like, LOL. Okay. That's your response.
Yeah.
You're just something like, appreciate your support, bro. And then and that's it. And
do the Marshawn Lynch just boot dot 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 dot.
Yeah. You know, something.
Send like, something blank.
Dude, you're an athlete, you're in the media. This is what people do.
They try to entice you, man.
Yeah,
they trying to pull something out of you. Don't give it to them.
I'm just part of these people. I'm like, dude, you was a fan growing up of a sport. What do you think? You know how these fans act. You know how we get. Some folks will be like, man, you trash. Like, some people will be like, you ain't shit.
Yep.
I hope you get hurt.
Yep.
And you're going to be like, and you can't respond. Be like, oh, what?
I hope you get hurt. Like,
you know, you can't do that.
You can't. You got to ignore those types of
things. Dudes is going to heckle you.
All the time. Mm-hmm. But you're also going to have people who cheer you on. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing you got to remember. There's always going to be somebody out there who got your back and who's supporting you. So, F them.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but Marshawn Lynch it.
Yep.
Just keep your damn mouth shut.
Yep. Both teams play hard. Something stupid like that. That's what I'm saying. Just like, hey, man, thanks for your support. I appreciate it. I'm not supporting you. Oh, no, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hey, man.
Oh, that's great.
Getting to these other joints quickly. Hey, man, Kentucky Wildcats are 25-0, matching the best start in school history. Mm-hmm. Are they going to go undefeated this season?
They could. I was looking at their schedule. They play Tennessee, Auburn, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Georgia, and then they end with Florida. That Florida game at the end is going to be the tough one. But the way it's going, it looks like they're going to sweep the regular season.
They are rolling.
They 10 deep.
Yeah, I mean, this is why he put that little, short little combine for his play. Like, come watch my talent because I get all of it.
Yeah, and half one of those starting fives will be leaving and another new starting five will be enrolling.
And it's going to be a dude on the bench. And I was a key contributor on the bench. I'm out. He didn't even start.
And he's going fifth.
He got so much potential. Yeah. He's so athletic.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God.
Tiger Woods. Now he's taking a leave of absence. Funny that we talked about him right before he said that. Taking a leave of absence.
He was listening.
Playing tournaments.
Thanks, Tiger.
Yep. He's ranked 62, his lowest rank since his first year. He's, until he improves his game, which I'm like, you know what?
Tiger should have did this 5 years ago.
He realizes he'd been sucking.
When that whole shit happened with his wife, he literally should have taken like two years off. I'm serious. He should have taken 2 years off. Get yourself together. Get your mind right. Get your mind clear. Go to counseling, whatever you need to do. You know, they didn't have kids, did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he has two kids.
Try to adjust your relationship with your family, with your kids and all that. I mean, there's probably so much weighing on this man's mind. It's hard to focus when you got a lot going on. That's why I was like, dude, when this shit happened, he should have took time off to get himself together.
Yeah, he came back. He seemed like he wasn't really himself. Mm-hmm. Did he win a major? Or he was close to one. And then this last year, he'd been ass. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm happy for you. Good. I need you to go back and feel like, do I want to really try to compete and win some majors? Do I really have the desire to put in that work to be the dominant guy again? Like he's not going to be, I won like 10 majors in 3 years, Tiger Woods. Yeah. He ain't going to be that dude, but he can be a lot better. He's missing cuts and all. This is terrible. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
So do what you got to do. Get back into it. Focus. Get your mind right. Are you emotionally ready to put in the work? I don't know what you got to do. You need to, get with some of them Gatorade commercials where you just in the gym working out, all of that. Do something. Get back into it, and, let's see you do what you do.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It is that time. Let's get into our awards for the week.
For sure. All right. Noise, noise, noise.
Let's start it off. Noise, noise. All right, what you got?
All right. First Noise Award is going to Mr. Kevin Durant for his comments on the media and telling them they really don't know shit. I loved it. Says, to be honest with you, man, I'm only here talking to y'all because I have to, so I really don't care. Y'all not my friends. You're going to write what you want to write. You're going to love us one day and hate us the next. That's part of it, so I just learned how to deal with it, y'all. He has really become kind of outspoken, kind of just saying whatever the hell he wants to say. It's a very different Kevin Durant that we're used to seeing that has been bottled up, and everybody's like, why don't he get more angry and why don't he be more aggressive and all this stuff? I'm like, well, y'all, here it is. Y'all wanted aggression, he giving it to y'all. But I appreciate him, as well as Marshawn Lynch, coming out like, tired of talking to y'all. Y'all ask the same boneheaded questions all the time. And that is the one thing about the media that irks me. They will ask you some of the stupidest questions. How do you feel about the loss? What the fuck do you mean how I feel about the loss? Shitty. Like, I mean, what do you want me to say? You want to hear the same cliche things every night. And it gets to a point with some of these guys, I'm sure they get annoyed by it. That's why I love Marshawn Lynch not saying anything. I like Kevin Durant coming out saying F y'all. I want more people to do this because it is getting to the point. It's getting ridiculous with the media, and especially with social media now. There's just so much out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, you thought privacy was bad back in the day. You can't do nothing now.
I can't go to the bathroom without a hidden camera being in there in some fucking capacity. Like, it's gotten ridiculous. So I don't blame these guys for being a little, you know,
short, hard,
yeah, short with the media. It's like, dude, I don't have to give you my life story all the damn time.
Yeah, I love you. Say I'm not going to be PC no more.
Thank you.
I'm
good.
Doing everybody says and loves, but I think at some point, and probably because, you know, when he got hurt, and even Russell said it, they got hurt. People started, you know, chirping. Mm-hmm. They should just miss the playoffs and blah blah blah. And then he just like, you know what?
That's the bad side of the media. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's all glitz and glamour. And then when something go wrong, a la Derrick Rose, you get shitted on.
You didn't get voted in. How you feel? Like, okay, I didn't get voted in. All right. What? I'm not good anymore because I didn't get voted in to the All-Star?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I applaud Kevin Durant for that. I applaud him.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I had, it was kind of funny. I just stumbled upon this. It was for it goes out, and I hate to say this, it goes out to Patriots cornerback Brandon Browner for his tweets on Kanye for his little performance at the Grammys. And here's what the man tweeted. Kanye West is a sucker. I love this shit. Everybody don't listen to Beyonce. Second time he tried to steal somebody's shine. First time it was a 15-year-old girl. Kanye trying to play that. I'm weird because of my genius. None of the greats pull that stupid ish, meaning Marley, Mike, Jack, Tupac, Jay-Z, etc. Peep who he tried. Beck and Taylor Swift. Real tough guy. If only I could have been Beck for one night. Kanye would be rapping through the wire. Lastly, on this SpongeBob SquarePants, a.k.a. Kanye, read that CBS article I retweeted. Beck playing the instruments and sang. Oh, man. And then he did tweet, Beyonce is the truth, though. But I loved, and I'm loving that somebody, some celebrity finally came out and just like, Kanye, shut the fuck up. I'm tired of seeing you. I'm tired of your antics. Shut up and go away. And exactly, look who he did it to. Beck and Taylor Swift. Yeah, do it to me. Whoop your ass off the stage.
I mean, how would you feel if album, next album's nominated for album of the year.
Album of the year.
You get it. And some artist is like, you know what? That was a good album, but you come on, Kanye. You know so-and-so deserved that, not you. You're going to be like, man, the fuck? My genius. This is the best album in years.
And I know everybody brings up, well, he gave his award to Lil Wayne. That was his choice. Mm-hmm. He chose to do that. That don't mean everybody got to do that. I am so sick of Kanye. Well, I think his mom died and he just lost his fucking mind.
My problem is,
I really do.
You know, when he was talking about the Grammys and, you know, speaking on
his
all
bullshit
that,
and all this.
I'm like, look, I'm like, yes, I'm happy that he is one of the few artists who will speak up and say how he feels. And sometimes what he's saying is real.
Yeah.
But he picks the inappropriate times to do stuff. Like I'm just like, dude, stop championing Beyonce. Yes.
And
she didn't get a Grammy. Does that mean that ain't nobody like her?
And I told Chris, if I'm Kim Kardashian, I'm like, why are you riding her nuts so hard? Why are you on Beyonce? Let Jay-Z root for Beyonce.
Why y'all up on that vagina?
Exactly.
That ain't your vagina.
Golly, man. Is that your little mistress on the low? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're telling me? Because damn.
Yeah, both times. So basically, when she drop another album,
you're going to be like, oops, Beyonce.
Yeah. You bet you. Watch. I'm calling it right now. In the next 2-3 years, she draws an album. It's for album of the year. Whoever wins that award and it's not her, I'm looking dead at Kanye like, you coming up? You coming up? No? Oh, okay. I was straight since he made a joke. I'd be like, get on there. Hey Kanye, you want to say something? No? Oh, okay. I'm giving you your time to
and
shine
then, of
right
course,
here.
He'd be offended and say some shit.
Oh, he thought I was really going to. I thought, man, shut up. But no, I like that.
But yeah, like that. Shout out to Brandon Browner. Tell it like it is.
All right, for me, I got two. First one, you know, Greg Popovich becomes the ninth coach with 1,000 wins. I think he's the second to do it all on one team. I think he's the third fastest behind Phil and Pat Riley. I'm like, there you go.
Love that he gave like all the shine to Tim Duncan. He was like, if I ain't had him, I wouldn't be winning 1,000 games.
That's real. And he made the All-Star team, baby.
That he did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, speaking of that, I kind of feel bad with DeAndre Jordan not making it. I mean, it's like you said he should have made it.
I mean, look, the dude was shooting 70-some% from the field, which is stupid.
Yeah, and now,
I mean, he's a deep and like Doc said, the game's not played one way; it's played both ways. He's arguably the best defensive big man in the league right now.
Arguably.
And, you know, his offense has improved to an extent. I mean, I don't know. I mean, me personally, I was just like, yeah. You know, if we're talking bigs, I got to give him some love.
But the thing is, I'm like, dude, you already had two players on the team.
Yeah.
And it's not the voters for Blake Griffin got hurt.
I didn't vote for Chris Paul.
No, you did not. So. I know. That was your two. And shout out to the Bucks for becoming the first team to double their win total from the previous season before the All-Star break.
They won 15 games last year.
Yep.
Look at that. Thank you. Look at the turnaround.
That's what I'm talking about. Leave it alone.
Jesus. Thank you.
Let them cook, as they be saying. Let them hey.
They had to go through the draft because you ain't getting a whole lot of free agents. And mm-hmm. They did what they had to do.
Looked out, added in. There you go. They're playing well. All right. Oh, this is going to be fun. All right. We're getting into this.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck?
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so my two, my first one is going to LeBron James for two reasons. One, for this motivational tweet to Kevin Love that stop trying to find a way to fit out and just fit in, be a part of something special, just my thoughts. And then tried to say it wasn't to Kevin Love. And then came back out later and was like, oh, yeah, that was to Kevin Love. Why are y'all trying to start shit? You know, like if I have a problem with a guy, I'm gonna just tell him to his face. I don't need to play all these games. I'm like, if you do not want to send this, tell him in his face, or if you told him in his face and you want to make some extra motivation, DM him. There is a direct message. Send him a text. Call him on the phone. Do not do this on national. On social media, man. Everybody, if you're a celebrity with like a million damn followers, all you got to say is, damn, these Cheerios is good. 3,000 retweets. Hey, come on. Like, you don't think anybody's going to. You don't. Like, nigga, you are LeBron James, probably the most famous athlete right now.
Yep.
You really don't think somebody's going to be like, hey, who you talking about? Are you talking about Kevin Love? Because everybody's like, well, Kevin Love said. The same fit out.
Yep.
Oh, no. Why y'all trying to start shit? What the fuck? Y'all were playing well. You on a great run. He has a bad game. I guess he had to, they pull him out. And you do, like, so you Phil Jackson.
This is one of the moments you can't blame the media for that. No. That was your fault. Stop. That was your fault for opening your mouth.
Yeah. If you tweet it, here's the thing. If you tweet it. And then be like, "Would you say? Yeah, I sent it. I sent that was for Kevin Love because I need him. He need the ball, and I just wanted. Did you tell him? Yeah, I told him to his face. But I figured, why not let him know? You know, if you not Phil Jackson, well, he got two rings. Phil Jackson got like 10. when Phil Jackson started doing that, he had like 6.
Oh, that was funny.
And I'm like, what the? Come on, man. Well, tell him to his face then. Don't tweet this.
That's why I'm like, echoing my statements. Don't say nothing because you know the media's going to run with it, man. God, this is why people keep their mouth shut.
And the other thing.
I ain't saying nothing.
No, just leave. Kevin Love is trying. Just make sure this dude come back.
Exactly.
Stop trying to alienate him because he was like, I got caught off guard. I don't know what he's talking about.
Thank you.
Now he's feeling like, you know what?
Fuck y'all.
Maybe I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just sign that 1 year, try it again, and then once the payday come, I'm out.
Yep.
And the other thing with LeBron, I just wanted to throw the damn something at the TV. He was like, well, I regret not doing the dunk contest. Shut up. Shut up. Damn.
I thought we weren't going to hear anything about it this whole weekend, and then he brings it up.
You know what? I had wanted to do it, but stuff got in the way. I was thinking about this, man.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Stop, dude. Leave it. You didn't want to do it because you didn't want to do it.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, why are you bringing it up?
There it is. There it is.
I don't want to hear Zach LaVine. I could beat LeBron James. I don't want to see why? No 30-year-old dunk.
Because nobody was talking about LeBron the dunk contest. Because Zach LaVine made them forget. Oh, LeBron, we got Zach LaVine now.
Yeah,
oh, I wanted to do it back in the day, but you know. What? When I heard those statements, I was like, oh yeah, one of us is giving him a what the fuck for that. Because what?
You could have done it in your first 3 years. When nobody was asking you to do it,
and then I was watching it from the sidelines, and I was like, "Damn, I should have did like what? Then do it next year. What are you talking about?
Right?
You had ample. You came in the league at 18. You had 12 years to do the dunk contest. Don't come now when you're 38 years old. Oh man, I really wanted to do the dunk contest back in the day, but you know, shut up, stop raining on Zach LaVine's shine. Don't hate because you can't do what he do, and because you know what, his ass would whoop your ass in a slam dunk contest because he got the flair and you have power, and that power ain't doing shit for anybody these days.
No.
Oh, I can dunk hard, so
it's just for I just like, dude, at this point you're old, you do it,
you're done.
Yeah, even when Jordan did it 88-89, he hadn't won a championship yet. After you won a championship, nobody cares. Because you all about winning champions. So what? The dunk contest. It's all about Sunday night.
If Andrew Wiggins does it next year, he'd be smart to do it, get it over with.
Yeah, you're in Canada.
Your hometown, you know, done it, it's
you're
over.
You're in your second year.
And nobody will ask him to do it again unless he wins.
Like LeBron James made his playoffs in his, what, like fourth year or something. Mm-hmm. Even I'm like, dude, do it then. Once you start getting deep into the playoffs, yes, you get less interested. And I get that. I'm like, dude. Please. You ain't just say, I'm too old. I'm not doing it no more. Don't ask me again. And don't bring it the fuck up. Shut up. Damn.
Oh, man, that's great.
And my other what the fuck moment is going to the worst owner in basketball, James Dolan. Like, what'd he do now? So, he got an email that was sent to him from a longtime fan.
Oh, man.
And the email reads, subject, I have been a Knicks fan since 1952. At one stage, I thought you did a wonderful job when you acquired everything from your dad. However, since then, it has been all downhill. You are working with Isaiah Thomas and everything else regarding the Knicks. Bringing on Phil Jackson was a positive beginning, but lowballing Steve Kerr was a disgrace to the Knicks. Mm. The bottom line is that you merely continue to interfere with the franchise. As a Knicks fan in excess of 60 years, I am utterly embarrassed by your dealings with the Knicks. Sell them so their fans can at least look forward to growing them in a positive direction. Obviously, money is not the only thing. You have done a lot of utterly stupid business things with the franchise. Please, no more. Aw. She didn't like that letter.
Exactly. She was upset.
Respectfully, Aaron Bierman's dad. How did James Dolan reply? Mr. Bierman, you are a sad person. Why would anybody write such a hateful letter? I'm just guessing, but I bet your life is a mess and you are a hateful mess. What have you done that anyone would consider positive or nice? I am betting nothing. In fact, I'll bet you are negative force. You are a negative force in everyone who comes in contact with you. You most likely have made your family miserable. Alcoholic, maybe. I just celebrated my 21-year anniversary of sobriety. You should try it. Maybe it will help you become a person that folks would like to have around. In the meanwhile, start rooting for the Nets because the Knicks don't want you. Respectfully, James Dolan. What in the hell?
That is the owner from the New York Knicks responding to a random email from a fan. Wow.
From a long time.
He had nothing to do.
Who was a Knicks fan when you weren't even around, when your dad owned the team. And just basically like, I'm just voicing my frustration with your job. And you just be like, oh, you don't like how I'm doing my job? Piss on you. You ain't shit.
You and your family. You may be an alcoholic and the whole nine. Oh, man. Respectfully. Oh, that was great.
I mean, what...
This is why people can't stand James Dolan.
If I'm really sorry, Knicks fans, this is
the icing on the cake.
Yeah, I'm like,
icing on the cake for the season.
It's almost like who had the worst owner, the Knicks or the Clippers? Because I don't even think, as racist as fucking Sterling was, I don't think he did that. It was like, you know, somebody's like, you need to sell the team. I don't think he responded.
Go root for the Lakers.
Right.
We don't want you here.
Get your alcoholic ass out of here. Go do something with your life because you're probably ruining your family life. God damn. Word? I didn't get that personal with you. I just said, your business decisions suck. Maybe you should sell the team. And what do?
You attack me personally. You show exactly why the Knicks are in the state they're in right now. Because of tactics like that. And... oh, just business wise, not a good move. A good move at all.
Y'all, Knicks fans are going to have to wait it out because, unfortunately, I don't expect him to do something real stupid to get forced out. And because he's the owner of the New York Knicks, not the Brooklyn Nets, I don't think they can really force him out, even if they wanted to. So,
well,
Brooklyn, good luck.
Brooklyn might be gaining some more fans very soon.
Yeah, they will. All right, what you got?
All right. First one, it's kind of sad. It's for the Chicago Little League World Series team being stripped of their titles. I feel bad for the kids, man, because I was just like, damn, you know, it really wasn't their fault. I mean, you know, apparently the Little League World Series team got players who were outside of the city boundaries or whatnot, which is kind of like, damn, I mean, you know, we're kind of limited on the kids we can allow to play. That doesn't seem right. I mean, I understand, you know, league rules and lines, but at the same time, it's like, dude,
this is not the kid's fault.
Yeah.
It's just some bitter adults.
And it pissed me off just because it so happened to be an all-black team. That's what really made me mad, because I'm just like, we see no African-Americans in MLB, and we finally get some African-American kids who want to play, this happens.
Yeah, they had a great run.
It's just like, come on.
You know, seem real positive, and then you just like, oh, you know what? I don't like that you beat my team. I'm going to go look up some dirt. I'm like, y'all didn't check this beforehand? I mean, if they were disqualified earlier or you kicked the guy out, the person who's, you know, who's not qualified to take them out. But I'm like, really? Yeah, this is all the adults' fault.
And shame on the parents, too. I mean, because you know better. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you didn't know. And, I mean, I'm sure... you know, the coaches and stuff explained it to the parents in a certain way. And then, I mean, as a kid, I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Right. No, the kids.
I'm not supposed to play. No, you can play. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. And I'm sure that's what the coaches said. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. We'll take care of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Playing.
Okay. I can play baseball.
No, the kids did it. So, I mean,
kids didn't do anything wrong. You can't erase, that's what I feel bad for.
You can't erase what they did. People still going to give them love because they did the damn thing.
Yeah. I mean, for the kids themselves, I give them all the credit. They played hard. They played tough. And they did the damn thing. They represented Jackie Robinson the way you're supposed to.
Yes.
Them adults.
Stupid adults.
Fucking God. Always getting in the way of kids succeeding. Mm-hmm. Pissing me off. And then lastly, my what the fuck moment is going to the nation for everybody. And all of a sudden, it's just Jameis Winston has catapulted all the way to being basically now he's the best player in the draft. I'm like, so wait a minute. For the last 2-3 years, Marcus Mariota was that dude who everybody was like, yeah, he's going to be the ish when he go. He's going to be the ish when he go. Now, all of a sudden, people are like, well, I rechecked the game tape and starting out. And I'm like, what game tape were you not watching 2-3 years ago? It's the same kid. So it baffles me. It really annoys me because this is the literally the exact same scenario from last year when you had Teddy Bridgewater, who all throughout the college football season, it was like, oh, he's the number one. He's the number one quarterback. He's the number one quarterback. You got Johnny Manziel, who got the flash and flare and the off-field problems. And then for whatever reason, we get towards the combine. Now it's like Johnny Manziel should be the number one pick. What? Why? And then it's the same thing again. You got Marcus Mariota, clean cut, has no problems, accurate, the whole nine, got the arm and everything, has no issues, the number one consistent quarterback all throughout the college season. You got Jameis Winston, who's stealing crab legs and getting on tables and yelling, you know, titties or whatever the heck he was yelling to the females and all that stuff. And all of a sudden now the season's over. He is again
catapulted to the number one pick. A guy with off-field issues, even though Oregon beat them to get to the championship game. It blows my mind away. So we're going to do it again, where Marcus Mariota is going to be picked behind Jameis Winston, and it's going to happen again. Marcus Mariota is going to be better. I'm just calling it now, just like I called it with Teddy Bridge last year. Marcus Mariota going to be the better quarterback. And on it, if he falls down to like Arizona, it's a wrap, son.
If he goes it's to a wrap. Yeah, if he falls, and if he goes to a team.
A St. Louis, something right, like
and
that,
and if he
it's
has to
over.
Sit for a year, fine.
Yes.
You know, but
it'll be better.
It was like Jameis Winston, all I heard the whole 2 years.
I have doubts.
That's it. Can he do? I don't know. You know what? He's a headache. I don't want to deal with him. He'd be a terrible. I don't want him on my team. Soon as the season's over with.
He's a great leader.
Oh, dude. He got to be the number one. He got to be the number one quarterback taken.
It's like, come on.
But hey, we got stuff to prove. I mean, combine's coming up.
Yep. And then watch Marcus Mariota have a little shaky pro day. Oh, see, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Just like Teddy Bridge last year. Oh, Teddy Bridge is terrible. Yeah. And all he did was have he and Derek Carr best quarterbacks come out of that draft.
Yeah.
And Johnny Football's terrible. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Oh my God, that was funny. But thank y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our show on blackisonline.com. You can also go to the show page, check us out there. You can also find us on iTunes Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. Probably we'll be on SoundCloud soon, too, so you can check us out there. Let us know. Leave us some reviews on Stitcher, iTunes, ratings. You know, if you feel so inclined to give us 5 stars, please do. You can also get at us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in. Definitely want to give a shout-out to the two people who sent us some feedback on the last episode. Definitely appreciate that. Keep it coming, y'all.
Yep.
For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, thank you for tuning in to see what we about up in here in the happy hour. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, cousins, brothers, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Y'all heard my niece. She didn't like some of them what-the-fuck moments, boy.
Nope.
Didn't like them at all. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see who we got today. Go ahead and tell your wolves, tell your polar bears. Let's see. Let me go to Australia. Tell your koalas. Tell your kangaroos. Tell your wallabies, anteaters. Tell your aborigines. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we give it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. The
Her middle name is Mad Bonet on top of all that. Your mama's got an afro with a chin strap.
Your mama's got an afro with a chin strap.
I said your mama's got an afro with a chin strap.
Your mama, your mama, your mama.
Your mama got snake skin teeth. Your mama again wears toe hangers for earrings.
Your mama was making sex threats to Ricky Bell.
Nah, your mama jacked the Kool-Aid.
Simpsons and shit. Your mom is so fat you can't even see her legs. It just looks like she's gliding across the